The Sunshine Cruise Company by John Niven. Read by Maggie Ollerenshaw. Chapter 1. So much blood, Susan Frobisher thought. So much blood. She was at the kitchen counter, absolutely covered in the stuff. It was spattered all over the worktops, her apron and her face. A huge bowlful of it stood in front of her. The horror show aspect of the scene was hugely magnified by her kitchen's whiteness. Traditional shaker. They'd only had it done last year. All the gadgets. Sliding chiller drawer at knee height. Waste disposal unit. One of those bendy taps like you saw on the cooking shows. And even a built-in wine cooler. Not that she and Barry drank very much these days, but still, it looked nice. All those frosted bottles, lined up like missiles in the bomb bay. Emperor Kitchens on the Havering Road had done it. Barry had negotiated a very good deal, as always. He loved doing it. Negotiating. Susan checked her reflection in the smoked glass door of the cooler, and blood aside, was pleased with what she saw as she approached her 60th year. Her complexion was still youthful, her eyes clear, and her figure trim. Her hair had been grey for nearly a decade now, however, and Julie was always honoured her to have it done, although the days when it would have been Julie's treat were now long past. Outside, through the double glazing, the dew was already lifting from the half of the garden the sun was hitting. The first week of May, and finally spring had properly arrived down here in Dorset. Susan stuck her pinky into the bowl of blood and put it into her mouth. Not quite sure about the texture. It had to be just right. If you get it just right, as her great hero, the special effects wizard Tom Savini said, you can create illusions of reality, make people think they've seen things they really haven't seen. Horror movies were Susan's private little vice. Barry couldn't stand them. Couldn't stand movies of any kind, in fact. Load of rubbish, he'd sneer. Somebody just made it all up. He liked documentaries. War stuff. She'd seen everything Savini had ever done. Friday the 13th, The Burning, Dawn of the Dead. She'd watched them curled up with her tea when Barry was working late. As if on cue, Barry Frobisher walked into the kitchen, knotting his tie. He surveyed the scene and said, "What the bloody hell? Not quite the right consistency," Susan said. "Too thin." "Look at the mess." "I've got to get it done now. I've the shopping to do. And then Julie's birthday lunch this afternoon. Then dress rehearsals tonight." "Christ. Can't you just buy this bloody stuff, Susan?"
"No budget, darling."
Barry sighed as he moved towards the coffee pot, his partially tied tie still loose around his neck, picking up a cup from the kitchen table as he went. They always laid the kitchen table for breakfast the night before they went to bed. "I don't know what you get out of this, Susan. I really don't." He took a slice of cold toast from the rack and started buttering it thickly. He'd have been better off with some cereal, Susan thought. That waistline of his, really starting to crawl over the band of his trousers. A 42-inch waist she'd had to buy him the last time they went clothes shopping in M&S. Not to mention what it was probably doing to his arteries. Susan heard him wheezing a bit in the mornings these days, just with the effort of levering himself out of bed. His bed. They'd finally gone down that road a few years back. His and hers single beds on either side of the room. They both liked different mattresses anyway. Better to get a good night's sleep. And, as Barry pointed out, his back was bad and it's not like they were newlyweds. That side of things happened only very occasionally these days. In fact, when was the last time? Susan strained to remember. Around Christmas? Maybe before. "It's fun," Susan said, answering his question. Barry snorted. Roxham Players, Susan's creation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?